This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Hold your carriage horses and tighten those corsets. Bridgerton is back. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom. But has Penelope truly pushed aside her feelings for Colin? Will Colin realize his feelings before another suitor takes Penelope's hand? This gentle reader can't wait to find out. Watch part one of Bridgerton only on Netflix May 16th.
Hello and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the You Up podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. How are you? What's going on? We love these Sunday special episodes, right?
We do. I am so excited to be back here. We are in April. Things are exciting. It is spring. And I'm ready for it. I'm ready to get into spring and summer. What about you?
Listen, we're heading into another, you know, listen, I think this podcast comes in for people. If you're a new listener, if someone shared this episode with you, because these are our shorter episodes, we encourage our listeners to share them because they're just a nice little tidbit that you can kind of get you into the show. This podcast is perfect for movements in the market. And we saw it at the beginning of the pandemic. Things changed. People were like, what do we do with dating? They turned to the UUP podcast. Now, we're going through another change, and vaccinations are rolling out. People are getting a little bit more going out, meeting.
It is uncuffing season.
I mean.
But, like, on steroids, I think. I've heard, anecdotally, people who are in things that they got into in the spring, in the fall, in the cold, are kind of, like, evaluating those things. Do I really like this person? Because it's about to be a serious summer situation for dating.
Yeah. And I think, people took stock of their lives during what was going on the last year and took stock of like their happiness levels and what makes them happy. These are all things that like, because of the timing of the year and what's going on right now, like this podcast, like we want your questions. We like now, this is when this gets good as far as listening is concerned. Maybe it's bad for someone out there, you know, like, but like, if you know someone that's kind of going through it and trying to figure out their way, this is the podcast for them. And I think there was a time where I was like, what will we talk about? And now I'm like, what? There's endless things. It gets crazier and crazier. So what are we talking about today? Oh, also before we get into this, I'm going to be in Long Island next weekend. Would love to have people out there if they're willing and able. I'll be at the Brokerage Comedy Club, jaredfreed.com. Anything at Betches, Jordana?
Just the rebrand Moms podcast, I believe either already launched or is about to launch. So follow at Betches Moms. Check it out. It's going to be great. Let's get into it. Today we're talking about the institution of marriage and if people should do it.
Sounds fun.
Oh yeah, very light convo.
Sure.
So I'll read the email and then we can get into it. How's that?
Okay, go for it. It's a little bit of a long one, and it's for those listening. I don't want to get into gender stuff, but this is written by a man.
Yes, this is written by a man. We would like to. So I'll preface it with that.
There's a piece of that that's important to me. Okay. If that makes any sense, but
do you want to explain that after or before why it's important?
After, because I'd like to see if it's important to you as well, because I understand the question, but it's really go in. Let's do it. I shouldn't have said that ahead of time, but
what's up, J&J? I feel like I have a fairly unpopular relationship opinion and I would love to get a ruling from the oracles of modern dating. But first let me do some feathering. I'm a day one UUP listener who came over from Jared's TFM days and have since turned my girlfriend into a huge fan as well. Our favorite way to listen is to put on an episode during long car rides and spend a few hours listening and pausing to discuss the truth bombs you all keep dropping. Keep up the awesome.
That's a great way to listen. I love this already. I'm a fan of his work. This is a great way to listen.
Good attitude. Keep up the awesomeness, and we look forward to catching your live show when you are touring again. On to my not so popular opinion. For a little background, I'm a guy in his mid-20s from a big East Coast city, and I think marriage might not be right for me. I hope you guys are listening to this on your car rides, your special little, special little car rides.
Maybe this was what his way of letting her know. He's like, let's put it on.
Somebody's like, oh, this is my email. This is my email.
Oh, really? What you writing about? Let's listen. Let's see what they have to say.
So he says, I know that because my... because of my age slash place in life, it's easy to write this off as just not ready. But don't get me wrong. I absolutely love and am generally a huge fan of committed long-term relationships. However, for as long as I can remember, I felt like I would be just as happy spending my life with someone I call my life partner, significant other, girlfriend, etc., as I would be with someone I call my wife. This feeling doesn't necessarily come from a place of not wanting to settle down, but more so from a place of wanting to focus on the strength of the relationship as opposed to the label slash title. Generally, the base of my feelings come down to this thought. The value of marriage is only determined by the people in the relationship rather than the label slash legal designation of marriage itself. To take that a step further, the act of getting engaged slash married doesn't really guarantee anything, but it does make it harder to leave a relationship. Personally, I think in some cases, the difficulty of leaving a marriage is just used to get a certain sense of security in a relationship that may or may not exist. Regardless of the label used or the stage reached, relationships are uncertain and can fail, which makes me wonder why we go through the legal slash ceremonial trouble of getting married if ultimately we all have the same chances of relationship longevity. Why do so many people envision the marriage itself as the pinnacle of a relationship rather than the happiness and commitment? If it's for the symbolic aspect, why not take the $10,000 to $30,000 you would spend on the ceremony and go to an awesome vacation, or just put some money towards a house as a symbol of your love? Why do we culturally view married couples as more successful slash grown up than couples who decide not to take that leap? Finally, I would love to hear your opinions on the main questions I have. One, what are your perspectives on the role a marriage can play in a modern relationship, since couples likely aren't getting together for the same reason they did in the 1500s? Two, is it okay to feel like marriage just isn't something I care for, or am I missing some bigger picture? Three, if this is an acceptable opinion to have, how can I go about explaining how I feel to my current partner and or friends without sounding like a huge asshole? Thanks for everything you all do. Signed, not the groom to be.
So listen, I like this email because he's asking questions, and I like that he sounds like he's willing to be wrong. Which is the best thing you could always. I like to believe that about myself, that I'm always willing to be wrong, and that makes you a better conversation haver. I would say, and the reason I know it felt very male, this email to me, because it kind of had the words that would go with. Have you seen the meme where it's the dude in the club talking to the woman who's kind of looking off?
Yes, and you know, there's all the different iterations, Pfizer, Moderna.
Yeah. No. It's him explaining. It's just him
mansplaining. I have the antibodies, yeah.
Yeah. And so I kind of, that meme kind of just, I could see this whole email written above that meme.
Marriage is a construct, yeah.
Yeah. You know, marriage, you know, is different from the 1500s than it is from, you know, modern day. And it's like, let me just start by saying to anyone that's like, you can not want to get married. I think that's totally okay. I think it's okay to go, that's not for me. I think that's totally okay. That's a totally fine position. You know, you might, the people that are like anti-marriage tend to feel that they're like oppressed upon a little bit, that people don't take them seriously. It turns into this group that thinks that they're like fighting against, you know, and it's like,
right. Doesn't have
I don't
to be
think
like
you
that.
Or I. No, it doesn't have to be like that. You or I don't give a shit, right? Like, right. If you don't want to get married, that's okay.
It's like
if you don't
want to
have kids, it's okay. It's anything.
Yeah, it's like any other unconventional choice. If someone told me they don't want to work in corporate America and they want to drive a van through the country, I'd be like, cool. That's
good
a
for you.
Good choice for you.
Yeah,
love that for you.
Good, love that for you. Not for me. Yeah. But so as someone who's engaged, Jordana. Mm-hmm. Let's go through the question. So that was my overarching opinion of the email. It's like when you get into explaining like the 10 to 30K you would spend, like it just sounds like you're making excuses to not get married as much as if you just said, I don't believe in marriage, it's one thing. But when you go, why would anyone do it? It's like, well, everyone has their own
reasons.
There's
some reasons.
And, you know, there's some reasons, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if we wanted to go through them, do we want to go through his questions?
Sure. I just like I just kind of disagree. Why do people envision the marriage itself as the pinnacle of a relationship rather than the happiness? I think he's making a lot of sense. I like this person writing in because I do think it brings up a good questions. Like, I think if like you're thinking the social, like eyes of social people, the society are looking at you, then maybe you don't believe in it as much as you think.
What do you mean?
If you believe that like society's looks down on you as a not married person, then maybe you care more than about being married than you want to profess. But let's go through the questions. What are your perspectives on the role a marriage can play in a modern relationship, since couples likely aren't getting together for the same reasons they did in the 1500s, Jordana?
I mean, I'd like to start off by saying that I've had these thoughts that he's had in some capacity or another. I come from my parents. My mom has been divorced maybe like 4 or 5 times. My dad has been divorced twice. Mm. My parents are not currently married. My dad's not married anyway. My mom is remarried. And, you know, I've definitely thought about these things as someone who grew up with like a lot of unhappily married people who, you know, it didn't work out. And I think there's a lot to be said for the idea of marriage is like a very socially constructed thing that is outdated, that isn't necessarily that important. But, you know, I think the older I get, the more I realize the importance of it. So there's a lot. First of all, if you're not having kids, I think marriage is substantially less important than if you are having kids. If you are having kids, it's actually a way to protect your kids, because it just like the laws that you're get, like the things that you're given when you marry someone, like sort of like the automatic protections that you get for your children or for any of that stuff, is like that is how it's constructed. And the reason it is so hard to leave a marriage is because society values the family unit, and they think that people are better when they're raised by two parents. And so they make it harder for those people to leave each other. And in some ways, I think that that's kind of fair. It makes you have to think about things a lot more than if you just on a whim decide to leave.
Listen, I think we all saw it. I think the pandemic is like kind of the perfect example for marriage and like for, you know, having a family that you can go back to or lean on. Like, listen, like I think I definitely reconnected with my family unit more than the other relationships in my life during all of this, you know, like I kind of definitely was more realizing of like how much that center beacon for your world kind of matters. And that's, again, this is more the argument for children, but at the same time, like it gets built with the marriage. It gets that's you're basically starting this company that is an offshoot of another company, you know? And yeah, I'm with you where like, I want to be married. I want to have children. I want those things in my life. And like, I know
it's painted by him as like a bad thing that it's hard to leave. But that's sort of the point of it, is that you're sort of forced to stay in a situation which, because just like anything else, a business, a marriage, a friendship, things are not always amazing. Sometimes they suck. And so by creating this thing where it is a little harder to leave, it forces you to like really kind of like look at the person that you're with, work through it, figure it out, especially if you have children. And that's sort of it's a more helpful thing to have children whose parents are together and working two-parent household. It kind of forces you to not just quit whenever you're not in that high. And so I think that that actually is a benefit.
Yeah. And this isn't to say that like, listen, it's a hard question to answer, because I don't want to say that like, listen, if you're from a quote unquote, like modern family, how would you call it? Like if you have a family that like has been split into two and you have had divorce, you know, Jordana, you come from not the
blended
conventional
family.
Blended family. You come from not the conventional, you know, background, and you're better for it, you know? Mm-hmm. And you know, I have the two parent household with a brother, and you know, I'm more like, I guess, you know, the, you know, whatever
nuclear.
The look is, the nuclear family, but like, The marriage thing, I don't know. It's weird because it's like the way he spells it out, it's like all your points are good points, but they're all very not like all they're all not very fun, romantic, loving. You know, and it's like good to feel love. It's good to feel that someone's there as your partner, that they're through thick and thin. And you know, I know a lot gets put on the wedding and how much it costs, but like you can go to a courthouse and do it on the cheap and be like, yeah, we're married. Like, listen, there's also a lot of people that like wear rings with their boyfriend and girlfriend. They're just like, we're married now. Like you see older couples do that a lot where they're like, we're not going
to
go through the whole thing.
They don't need to deal
together.
With that shit, but like they're right. Yeah.
Sure. And so it's like he says, is it okay to feel like marriage is just something I care for? Yeah. I don't think I think also you can not care for it now and care for it later, or you can care for it now and not care for it later. It can go both ways. And then also you can do whatever you'd like. I just think that when he says, am I missing the bigger picture? I think what you're missing, but this is from my opinion, like for whatever that's worth, you're missing the idea of like this structure that you're building. And later in life, when your friends are all doing their own things, you know, you're like, what am I going to do here? You know, I'm going to be Uncle Jared my whole life.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess his argument would be like, well, what if you had a long term committed partner? You wouldn't necessarily feel that way. But I do think that marriage does add a layer of like security to that family unit. Again, it's sort of like you guys going into I guess it's a legal pact, but it's also like a personal pact of like, we're going to ride through the good and the bad together. Obviously it doesn't always work out, but our intention is to like maybe have a family or go through life's high, like you said, life's highs and lows together and like commit to working through it. And I think that part, like the merit, the fact that it is so hard to get it out of, and the fact that you are making it like a real legal thing is sort of showing that level of commitment.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Headliners, Ulta, Fenty Beauty, Levi's, Adidas, and so much more. Seriously, the list seems endless. Rakuten is how the in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. Personally, I'll be shopping for beauty and apparel. You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. You know I love to find the best deals while I'm shopping. And trust me, Rakuten is the hack to save money while shopping. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members can earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category, like beauty, clothing, electronics, travel, and dining. And this week only, you're going to get the best deals ever. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming up, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best-fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. Honestly, I love pretty much everything Skims makes, but I really love their t-shirts. They're like form-fitting, and they make my body just look that much smoother. I have the soft-smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It has amazing versatility. It is literally a must-have for a spring wardrobe. They're stretchy, they're flattering. You can dress it up or dress it down, and you don't have to worry about compromising style or comfort. I also have the cotton jersey t-shirt in marble, and it's really just changed the game for me. It's taking the regular t-shirt, it's leveling it up. There's no stretched collars or hems, and it literally fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra extra small to 4x. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select you up in the drop-down menu that follows. There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon chair to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to come up with that same look at home. Even the best blowout brush won't give you that salon shine. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair that I've always wanted. Now I love the way my hair looks and feels. It's like salon fresh hair that starts at the roots. I have the Grow Hair Serum, and I can already tell that it's working. Like, my hair feels healthier. I love that it doesn't make my hair feel oily or sticky. I feel like I'm doing something really healthy for my hair. I also got to try the lash serum and the brow serum. Honestly, my hair has been hard to grow, so I love what Vegamore is doing, and I'm already seeing results. I'm already seeing thicker, faster growing hair. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best-looking results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Give your hair the power of a little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, UUP listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP. You know that feeling when you're going on your first date with the person you've been seriously crushing on and realize you have absolutely nothing to wear? Maybe you find yourself wishing you had the perfect pair of jeans, the one you can fancy up, fancy down, and just look better every time you wear them. Well, that's why you need to check out Lee Denim. I love Lee Denim. I'm wearing them today in the office. I'm wearing their jeans. They also have this other pair that I have at home that I'm really excited to wear. It's like a little baggier, but it's still so comfortable, and yet it's still so flattering. I don't know how they do it. Every time you wash it, they also look even better. And I love that they flatter every body type. Denim trends come and go, but Lee is legendary for creating denim cuts that fit your body. Their denim gets better with age, and their classics fit into every look. Lee's denim jacket is the one to reach for without fail, a classic. The Rider jean jacket is the OG, what every other brand has copied for decades. Everyone is an icon in their own right, and Lee makes denim so people can own their style and feel good in their clothes. Their spring collection is here, so get the freshest looks and cuts before anyone else. You can find your Lee fits by visiting lee.com. That's lee.com to shop spring looks now.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
I watched, I don't know if I've talked about it here, but like I love Ray Romano has a stand-up special on Netflix. And I really loved it because I like love Ray Romano. Like I think he's a great stand-up and he's like one of the original Comedy Cellar guys. Like he was always there and he comes back and he taped it at the Comedy Cellar. And which, if anyone's listening, the Comedy Cellar is going to be opening April 2nd. And what a great New York City thing to do.
Cool. I want to go.
And they're going to have like, reduced.
So it's already open now.
It's open. So go to the Comedy Cellar. The Comedy Cellar is the best place on earth and so much fun. And I'll be there and not there. I don't know what nights, but hopefully I'll be there. So, he taped it at the Comedy Cellar. And like there's an ending where it's him, his kids, and his wife going to get pizza. And, you know, you watch it at the end. And like for me, I look at that. I'm like, look at there. It's what it's all about. Like you had your. You did your good job. You made money doing it. You go with the kids and your wife and you talk it over and look at everyone kind of supporting each other. And you know,
it's like your whole family when you guys go for Froyo, right?
When we go for Froyo. Well, yeah, we really, and my mom tastes every single flavor and then doesn't get anything.
I mean, that's
so,
kinda like, it's sort of like that's what you put that, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like the small things like that of like, this is our family. This is what we do. We have traditions. We have rituals. We are like, this is who we are. It's more than just me. It's about me and I'm part of this group.
And he writes, if this is an acceptable opinion to have, it's totally an acceptable opinion to have. How can I go about explaining how I to my current partner and her friends without sounding like a huge asshole? And this kind of goes to that point where it's like, listen, it's always nice to make a point, but sometimes your point, you don't have to make it. Like sometimes it's just your point. And if someone, and I do think that if you're with someone, maybe if you're with someone who it's important to, maybe you'll find a way to compromise on that point as well, where you go, well, I'm not into having a big marriage, but getting married to you is important. So we'll have that. You know what I mean? Like, I think you have to learn when your point really doesn't need to be made because, and I guess there's someone in the we shouldn't get married community that would say, you're quieting us. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, read the room a little bit.
When it comes up, if it came up, you could share those views. And I mean, I do. Like he talks about like, what does it say about you as a man in society or something, or there was something in there about that, like, regardless of the label used or the stage reached, relationships are uncertain and can fail. Like, there was something about, like people taking you more seriously. Was there not?
Well, I think also the big thing for him he has to be aware of is like, are you making all these points to convince someone that you're with to like just go along with what you want? Right. You know, like when you get into like fact number one, $20,000 to $30,000, we could spend it elsewhere. It's like, are you trying to get out of this with this person or do you really care about not, you know, like because he does write the whole thing about like, I think a good relationship is better than a marriage. Like, I don't think anyone gets married. Like, you hear that a lot, like, married to save the relationship. But, like, that's not why people get married. You know, like, that's just the loud narrative of miserable people, which people talk about more.
Right. And I think, like, I mean, in terms of, like, I think it does. It's funny if you hear that men are more, you know, they're more trustworthy if they're wearing a wedding ring or something like that. Or if you if they wear it to like an interview, people will like take them more seriously because I guess it shows they can like commit to someone. But I do think there's like, obviously that's not true all the time, but I do think there's an element of like, yeah, it's not like, oh, you don't get married, you don't have to spend $30,000. It's like you get married, you've committed to like a life, it feels like you're building something. Like more than if you're fucking around to me.
Totally. And also like there's something to like you are it's like, you know, it's a similar thing to like, oh, someone, you know, this is a sad reality, but like someone who goes to the gym and dresses nicely, you go, okay, I kind of trust that person a little bit more because they don't just do whatever they want anytime they want. Like,
right. They're taking it more seriously. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but let's say Mike looked at you. You're like, what do you think about engagement? He was like, I just don't believe in it. I don't. What about this? How would you respond to this type of explanation?
This explanation about like, I want to be with you for a long term, blah, blah, blah. I would, I mean, again, I do think the main reason to get married is for security and safety of your children. So that would lead us into a conversation of, do you want children? Mm-hmm. And if you do, like, I think it's the children do better. And I think statistically they do better in a home where their parents are married when they're committed to each other in a meaningful personal way, but also in a legal way.
And then he says, okay, fine, let's get married. But I really don't want the big to do. Let's take the 30,000, whatever that number is, and do something else with it as opposed to like, you would be open to it.
I would be open to discussing that, to landing somewhere in the middle. I'd be open to landing maybe somewhere in the middle in going forth with that. I mean, it's kind of like if he's like, I never want to own a home. I just want to rent for our whole lives. I would be like, well, for our stability as like, as a family, I think we should own a home. I think it'll make us feel more secure if we're homeowners. That's why I think that's a similar argument for marriage. It's like,
sure,
this will make the unit more secure.
Yeah, I'm only asking you these questions because I'm like, I'm wondering, this guy is going to talk to his girlfriend about this and he's like looking to like you have to figure out, when are you looking to sound smart and when are you looking to compromise with the person you love? Like, and so it's a decision between those two. Like, listen, I cannot believe in we at the end of last episode we talked about astrology. Like, if I love someone who loves astrology and every time they bring it up, I'm like, ooh, you're star magic. I'm not really being a respectful significant other. You know,
yeah,
like
it's not
either buy into that or don't.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It could be like, it should be like a conversation that leads you towards something productive, not like, and this is why, you know, like I know better than y'all, you suckers are out there getting married and like not going to be me. Do you know what I mean?
I rest my case. Yeah. Like, you're right. It's just, that's the difference between like, hey, this isn't for me and all you idiots. It's a little bit, there's a line that you go over.
Yeah. I agree.
Did we solve marriage? I mean,
yeah, I think we're, you know, we did it. Forget your marriage counselors. Just come to us. Well, you know,
absolutely.
The government can subsidize this because we're promoting marriage. Yeah.
This is brought to you by taxes. Listen, we are here every Wednesday and Sunday. Keep spreading the word. Share this one. If someone's, you know, the person that yells about marriage is just a product of the government trying to keep an eye on you. Yeah, send this to them. Also, I'll give a small recommendation. There's a comic, Drew Michael, who has a great bit. He has an HBO special, but I'm not sure if it's on the special or not. But he has a great bit about, if you Google Drew Michael marriage, about, you know, this subject exactly. And it's a really funny bit. So I think people would be entertained by that.
Check it out, guys.
And that's our episode.
Awesome. All right. We will see you Wednesday. Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Madeline Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com.
Thank you to our sponsor, Netflix. Bridgerton is back. And dearest gentle readers, you will not want to miss this chapter. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom, but she needs Colin's help to find a marriage match. Will these friends defy expectations to find true love? And will Penelope's secret identity as Lady Whistledown destroy any chance she may have at love? You shall have to watch and see. Watch part one of Bridgerton, only on Netflix, May 16th.
Betches.